We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The New York Yankees are your American League East Division champions. What is up? Meanwhile, on the other side of Gotham, the New York Mets couldn't beat the Florida or Miami Marlins. The Atlanta Braves don't lose to Washington. And here we are, a good old-fashioned 1970s-style pennant race. Seven games to go. Tied, lost column, tied, wins. The Atlanta Braves, the New York Mets. Who's going to blink first? Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today,
Ken? I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
This is the stuff you dream about. Seven games to go?
No.
Dead tied?
No.
A real pennant race?
No.
I'm jealous.
Here's the stuff you dream of.
I wish the Yankees didn't clinch last night.
The stuff you
now
dream of.
Now I don't have
of.
To watch the Yankee game tonight.
The stuff
this is
you...
why we're here.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The stuff you dream of is partying with 2 weeks to go. The stuff you dream of
is that
this
right?
year's Yankees, the 15 Mets, the 86 Mets. The stuff you dream of is getting to relax over the last week of the season.
I
not have
relax.
Every game feel like a postseason game.
I love it. It's what sports is all about. Like,
no.
You know, listen, there's no reason to watch tonight's Yankee game other than, you know, you want to see Aaron Judge hit 61. I don't even know if Aaron Judge is playing tonight.
Right.
There's a chance he doesn't play tonight.
Right.
We'll find out, of course, the next hour or so. But, man, I have to tell you, I wish I were you.
No.
As a fan.
You wish you
I
were
wish
me.
I was you.
You wish you were me when Carlos Carrasco gives up two runs in the first inning and that stiff James McCann can't block a ball in the dirt.
Well, you did say James McCann shouldn't play
last
night.
Well, I was right. You wish you were me when J.J. Bledé hits a fly ball to right field that somehow gets the hell out of that ballpark.
Well.
You wish you were me when Alonso electrifies that small crowded city with a bomb and then Trevor Williams proceeds to give up two runs. You wish you were me? You wish you were me when the only offense they showed you in the last four innings of this game was triple balks by Richard Bleier? Yeah, you wish you were me.
That was funny, by the way.
Oh, that was great.
How about that Don Mattingly, who's already out of a job, out there on the field yelling and screaming, rightfully so. Balk to second, balk to third.
Yeah.
Balk home at 6-4.
Great.
We got ourselves a bowl game. And then, of course, you didn't get the job done. I love it. I can't get enough of it.
All
I'm so jealous.
I asked 2 months ago, and you said I had a loser mentality.
You did.
With something very simple. And I'm going to bring it up again today because here we are.
Yeah.
I said I would sign for going into Atlanta that final weekend of the regular season up a game.
Yeah.
Because it puts you in a spot where you don't have to win the series. If you win a game, you have the tiebreaker, you're tied with the Braves going into the final three games against Washington, I'll take my chances. And because of last night, and because of the three games against the Cubs, and because of the lead Jacob deGrom was given that he proceeded to blow on Saturday,
right.
Because of any particular game you want to bring up, that's not going to be the scenario in all likelihood going into Atlanta. They are in a scenario now where they need to win the freaking series.
Yeah,
they got to go to Atlanta. God knows when they're going to play the games because of the rain.
I can help
and
you
they
with
have
that.
To find a way to one last time. They've done it before. I get it. But one last time, they got to find a way to win this series against Atlanta. Otherwise, they're just going to be another 100-win wild card team. And then we got to deal with a best-of-three series, in all likelihood, against the San Diego Padres, a team that beat the Mets 4 out of 6 during the regular season.
I'm jealous of it, man.
I wish I was playing
seven games. It's like a sprint to the finish line, a real, true old-fashioned pennant race. Who's going to win the division? The loser gets to play postseason ball anyway. So the reality for you as fans is that you got nothing to lose. You have great baseball ahead of you. and a chance to win a division title.
Well, nothing to lose
and
is not
it is awesome.
Nothing to lose is not accurate.
This to me is what sports is all about.
Well, first of all, you just said something. I'm not going to let you just gloss over.
Yeah,
nothing
gloss.
To lose is not fair to say.
Lose. You're in the playoffs. You're locked.
I get that. And could they very well beat San Diego and then beat LA and then beat Atlanta? Absolutely. I'm not one to say if they don't win the division, the season's
anything's
over.
Anything's possible once you get there.
But when you spend, Craig, 90% of the regular season, probably more than that, actually.
Probably.
95%
in first place.
Of the regular season in first place, and you win close to 100 games, and you don't win the division, and you've got to deal with a best-of-three wild-card series, we all have to be honest about that. That is a major disappointment.
Well, no.
Yes.
Because if you win the wild card, you're not going to remember how the season ended. That's the reality. You're going to be so giddy that you won the wild card.
Potentially.
That, you know, what happens next sometimes dictates how you look back on the past.
I agree. I think if they end up in the league championship series either way, I would disagree it's just a wild card. If they end up in the LCS anyway, then you're right. But in this moment, right now, especially when you're in your own building.
I think you should enjoy the moment.
No, I'm not enjoying losing to the Marlins at home. I'm not.
Are you going
to
the game tonight?
Probably not.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you know the reason. I'm probably not that.
Okay, fair enough.
There's some family reasons for that.
I respect
that,
yes.
All is well. I'll be back next week, but tonight is probably not the night for me.
And it's funny because I was looking at the ticket sales for tonight. Amazingly, for tonight's game against the Marlins, against Jesus Luzardo, Taijuan Walker, of course, pitching for the Mets, tonight is actually pick-your-own-seat night.
Yeah, no.
So when you go to the game tonight, you can sit anywhere you want because there's so many empty seats at Citi Field. Unlike what I've seen in Yankee Stadium the last couple of weeks.
Well, look.
Nobody goes to the Met games. And I can't figure out why, because the Mets are in a freaking pennant race. You have to win tonight's game.
Yeah.
You had to win last night's game. And 25,000?
They announced 29,000. Look, the crowd sucked last time. I'm not going to defend it. They are sixth in baseball in attendance, though. So to act like no one goes wouldn't exactly be
fair.
Yeah. And let's keep this in mind about the Yankees. The New York Yankees are a more popular team than the New York Mets. The New York Yankees have outdrawn the New York Mets literally every year for the last 20-plus years. That's no joke.
Okay.
You can go back and look at it. Every single year, the Yankees are eclipsing 3 million people. Even when they had their down part in 2014, 2015, 2013, those years where they weren't very good, they drew well over 3 million people. The Yankees, in a lot of ways, have become, and I don't take this the wrong way.
Oh, here we go. Here comes the backhanded slap
face. No. It's not a backhanded slap.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Yankees have had so much success over the last two decades.
We're jaded.
I think they're a guarantee to get 3 million every year. What happens with the Mets, and I saw this in the late 90s, I saw this in 15 and 16, is that they don't get bumps in attendance until the year after they're
really
good. So you
think next year season ticket packages are probably on an uptick?
Well,
what you're getting at.
Here's what I'll tell you. I'll just give you facts. In 2016, the Mets had better attendance than 2015. How do you explain that?
Because of the success of 15, obviously.
Yes. With that
World Series appearance, the whole bit.
With that said, I'm not making excuses. I'm in the building last night. Did the crowd suck? Yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't great.
But
you know what bothered me
more?
Carlos Carrasco bothered me more. You know what bothered me more? The offense outside of two guys. And that's what really kills me. Outside of Alonso and Lindor, look at 5-9, especially Vogelbach, who I'm losing patience with. They are so overly reliant, Craig, on two guys.
Yeah.
Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso. If Pete Alonso doesn't hit a home run, they're in trouble offensively. And you saw that last night. So it's concerning going into tonight. It's concerning going into the series against Atlanta. And believe it or not, even if they are tied with the Braves with the tiebreaker going into the D.C. National Series, I'd be concerned about that, too.
Hey, because
the Mets have failed to beat the teams they're supposed to beat in their own building outside of the Pirates series over the last month.
And that's what's crazy about it, because a couple months ago, the rhetoric was, wait till we get to September. We have the easiest schedule of all the teams that are competing for the postseason. We're going to dominate the month of
September.
They did not. We're going to dominate the division.
They did not.
We are good to go. And sadly, they did not. Right.
They did a really good job against good teams. They beat the Dodgers this season. They've beaten the Braves this season. They've beaten the Cardinals this season. But here's the problem. You don't get extra points for that.
No, you do not.
So when you play the Washington Nationals at home, you can't lose 2 out of 3. When you play the Chicago Cubs at home, you can't lose all 3. I hate to pick on a series win against the A's, but Craig, that Saturday game in Oakland?
Yeah.
You can't lose that game.
I agree.
You got the best pitcher.
Early lead.
You got the best pitcher on the planet. You hand him a 3-0 lead, and within 30 seconds, it's gone?
Here's the deal.
Can't happen.
And I want you to hear me loud and clear. All right?
Oh, I've heard you.
It's going to be all right.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You know you're playing postseason ball. You just don't know where
or
when.
No.
So that's a lock.
You cannot bring that up now. Like, I get it in the whole grand scheme of things. The Mets are going to the postseason,
yes,
which is
in
rare
the wild card,
us.
Worst case scenario. And they'll be at home.
Absolutely. They are hosting a playoff game either Friday at Citi Field of next week or 2 weeks from now or the following Tuesday. I get that. That's great. But right now, in the midst of a pennant race in which they have led virtually the entire season.
Yes, like last year.
And they're coming off a loss, not like last year. Well, this team is significantly better
than
last year.
But last year they were in first place for like, 90 days.
Here's the difference.
Same kind of thing happened.
No, it's not the same kind of thing. Because last year the Mets were in first place because the division was inferior. They were not a very good team. And the Mets aren't choking this year. They just haven't done a good enough job against the teams they're supposed to be.
I apologize.
Yeah.
When you lose to the Pirates, to the Marlins, to the Cubs, right, you're choking.
They just won four out of... They just won 8 out of 10, though. Can you acknowledge that? They just won 8 out of 10.
Hi, Mike.
No. Look, I'll be the first to acknowledge what a choke is.
Yeah.
2007 was a choke, no question.
7-17,
last season, they just weren't a good team. This is not a choke,
okay. But
they have failed... And maybe we're just parsing words
here.
Well,
I want you to know
they have failed to beat the teams they're supposed to enough times.
Some people call that choking. If you don't want to call it choking, I respect that. What's a synonym for choking that I can come up with? I want you to know something here.
Yeah.
I'm here for you. I want you to know.
I don't want your compassion.
I want you to know that I'm going to ride shotgun with you throughout this whole process.
No.
And that means the wins... I'm there with you. The losses,
I'm kicking you out of the car.
I'm a shoulder to cry on, okay?
I've actually opened the passenger door. I've taken my foot, and I've pushed you out the car.
Yeah, I want you to know that I'm going to live and die with every ball and every strike and every balk, just like you are. And I got your back, buddy. 877-337-6666. Plus, big news today in the NFL. Zach Wilson is starting against the Steelers. Is it going to make a difference? I mean, it has to, doesn't it? Don't we get a little something positive? Doesn't something good have to happen for the New York Jets?
It makes a difference in that he's not a statue behind center.
Something.
So when the pass rush is coming at him, he can't move. Like, that in itself is the net positive of Zachariah returning.
Yeah. You think Aaron Judge plays tonight or no? Like, what's your guy?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And this isn't directed squarely at you, though you brought it up.
Yeah.
All year long. From everybody at this radio station, from every caller.
Well, probably not from me.
You know, from you.
I'm an independent.
No,
thinker.
The first part is from you as well.
Oh, okay.
You guys would bitch about guys getting off days.
Yeah.
You got to take the regular season. Seriously? Do you really need an off day with an off day tomorrow? And yet, all around this radio station, people are openly begging this manager to sit Aaron Judge.
May I
ask a dumb question to all of you? Do you think Aaron Judge is slumping?
No.
Good.
To the contrary.
Because if you gave the answer of yes, you'd show that you're an ass.
To the contrary.
The
now he's walking a lot, but he's batting .314. He's in first in the batting average. He's going to maybe win a triple crown. And he's batting like .480 in the last month.
So why are you guys
slumping,
begging Aaron Judge or begging Aaron Boone to give this man an off
maybe
day?
Maybe you misheard what I said. So let me repeat it for you. And then please.
I'm not attacking you with that. I want to make that clear. I attacked you for...
I was asking, do you think he's going to play?
No.
I'm not suggesting he shouldn't play.
Okay.
But, they do have that benefit having won the division.
Yeah, but you also have, because you won the division, you have a first round bye, you're going to have 5 consecutive off days before the divisional series.
By the way, I wouldn't sit him. I would DH him for sure.
He's already been doing that.
Yes, but I wouldn't sit him for a lot of reasons. One, clearly he wants to win this record. If not, his poor mother wouldn't be at every game shaking her head when he walks on a 3-2 pitch.
Hey, look, Aaron Judge last night, you watch these at-bats, man. That is a guy, and I give him a lot of credit. He ain't giving an inch, man.
No, and by the way, I know a lot of people are upset. I understand. He
upset
walked 4
what?
Times yesterday.
It was 3-2 counts.
It was a 3-2 count. Like, what do you want? That's going to happen. He's got a great eye. They were not pitching around him.
So there were moments at
Yankee. I didn't think they were last night.
No. There were moments at Yankee Stadium last week. I thought this was great. There'd be a very close pitch to Aaron Judge. If it's called a strike, boo, that's BS. If it's called a ball, boo! They're not pitching to him.
Right. You can't win. Can't win. Well, listen, the umpires need to field sometimes, too. We got lots to do. 877-337-6666. I do want to acknowledge one thing out of the gate today, because I think the audience deserves to hear me say it. I may appear today unlike any other day in the 15 years I've done radio at WFAM, to be a bit distracted on today's show. And it's something personal, and I figure let me just get it out of the way because the audience deserves to hear me tell them that. Because if you listen today and you go, Craig's not really there today. Craig's mind is elsewhere. He sounds a little distracted. My goal is to come across undistracted? That seems like a word.
We'll go with that.
I think undistracted.
Focused. My goal is to be focused on the sports topics that we're going to cover. The Yankees winning the division, the Mets choking away a division, the Jets playing Zach Wilson, and on and on and on.
By the way, just for the record, I am not going to argue with him every time he says choke. So, I'm going to let it go.
So I'm going to get away with it a couple
times. But for
times.
Those that have already heard me counter it, I'm tired. I am all not, right. And not tired from being tired. I'm tired from your crap. Okay. So I'm not going to attack you every single time. That's not me condoning it. Now, go ahead.
Let me get back to my personal moment and my sometimes moment, okay?
I wanted that specified.
If I do come across as distracted, I want to apologize in advance. And by all means, call me on it. Not on Twitter, though. You can call in and say, Craigie, what's up? All right? It's personal, though.
And are you going to tell us?
I don't want to get all emotional when I bring this to you.
Do you
okay?
want me to put my arm around you?
No, I do not need a hug, but thank you. I find myself drawn to storm coverage, and I can't put it down. I can't ignore it. I can't get away from it. I can't get enough of it. Mm-hmm. I've spent the last 2 hours watching Fox News' storm coverage, and I can't get enough. I got guys in goggles, guys, holding on to palm trees, wind blowing 100 miles per hour, anchors telling those guys, get to safety if you need to. Like, you put them out there. And I find myself, I sat down, you guys saw me, put my feet up, ate lunch, watching storm coverage on Fox News. I can't get enough of it. So, in the studio, I'm going to put storm coverage on.
Right.
If I seem distracted, by all means, throw something at me. Usually, I want to apologize to the audience. It's the most entertaining television I've ever seen.
And that says a lot because usually we have SNY on so Craig can stare at himself while we're on TV.
Make sure I look good.
And this matters more than that, which is impressive.
So if you're with me on that, by all means, share a moment with us.
I would like to be the first person because this will happen on
Twitter. Like Harris Faulkner's telling guys that are being blown out by the wind, get to safety if you need to. Oh, thanks, Harris.
I would like to be the first person because you'll get this tweet just to say, well, Craig, people are going to die.
I know.
I'm glad you're entertained.
I couldn't be more entertained. I find storm coverage the most entertaining live television in America, including my own show. I love it. I love it. Like tomorrow morning, I may do storm coverage.
Do you like hurricane coverage more or snowstorm coverage more?
Oh, hurricane coverage.
Really? Because snowstorm coverage can be fun too.
Yes, but hurricane coverage is better.
Yeah.
It's so much better. Yeah, I love it. I can't get enough of it.
By
so
the way, if anyone has...
I didn't want to share that.
There's a video I mentioned to Craig, and I cannot find it.
I'll
from
find
a few
it for
hurricanes
you.
Ago, where there's a reporter out doing exactly what you're saying with water up to the stomach, right? And then all of a sudden, they're like, look at all this water. It's up to my stomach. A guy walks by, and the water's actually up to their ankles, and the person was kind of leaning over to make it look worse than it was.
Yeah.
And it was legendary hurricane coverage. I can't find this anywhere. I know it happened. If you can find it, thanks.
So, real quick, was it the Weather Channel?
It may have been. I don't remember who was
covering. Because there is a headline here, Weather Channel response to claims reporter was faking coverage.
Yeah, that could be it. That could be it.
Can you imagine a guy out there faking coverage of a storm by like kneeling down into water to make it look like the water is up to his belly button or something?
And then someone walks by and you realize.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
That's right. That's right. By the way, Jim Edmonds is not going to win any Husband of the Year awards. You may have known the very public and open story that the former St. Louis Cardinals pitcher and outfielder, right, failed pitcher became an outfielder. Do I have that right? Maybe not. Was that him? Was that Rick Ankiel?
That was Rick Ankiel.
That is so far off.
How about that, though?
Jim Edmonds was
Pretty good guess.
No, not at all.
Pretty good guess.
Because they both happened to play for the Cardinals.
Yeah. Yes. And then I quickly on my own came up with Rick Ankiel. Proud of myself on that one. Anyway, Jim Edmonds, very famously during COVID, had an open marriage and wound up having a threesome with his wife's close friend. But nobody lied about it, denied it. They were all like, yeah, it's COVID.
Right.
You know, we're bored. And she came over and we were working out together and started hooking up.
Whatever it was, right?
They were all working out. I know how it starts, Evan.
They were doing yoga.
So they're having like a very open, polyamorous situation where they're adults consenting. None of our business, but they kind of publicized it, right? He divorced his wife. He's now with the other girl.
Oh, man.
Yeah, how about
Is
that?
Is that covered on that reality show
and they
he
got
used
married.
To be on?
They're married
because
now.
Because his wife or ex-wife was a part of a reality show that my wife used to watch. And I noticed it because, of course, what jumped out at me is, hey, that's Jim Edmonds.
And by the way, his ex-wife, very attractive woman, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, he's married to a pig that he fell in love with in high school and then became rich and married, like, you know, the trophy
so
wife.
So that would make it okay? Like, or well, that would make it acceptable?
That would make it okay, but I think everybody would understand. You know what I mean? Like, it'd still make him a bad guy.
Okay.
But everybody like, oh, I get it. Okay, she's a pig, she's hot, I get it, right?
I gotta find out what show he was on, because if they cover that, that's a season I'd watch. You'd watch that, too.
Nah, it's not my thing.
Really?
Okay, sure, I would.
Of course you would.
I mean, I'm the one that brought it up.
Yeah, exactly. Of course you'd watch it.
Yeah, so, oh, the original wife's name was Megan King. Does that ring a bell for you? You and your wife watched that show?
She watched it. I was, like, distracted by it.
Yes,
like,
yeah, Thomas.
It was The Real Housewives of Orange County.
That
was the show? That was the show she was on.
And he was on it. Like, he was legitimately on it and came across like a total ass. Every time he was on, I'd say, boy, I never really had a strong view of Jim Edmonds. Like, you know, great defensive player. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Well, and he got married in Italy. He got remarried.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty quick, huh?
That's crazy.
Bye-bye, Megan King. Hello, Courtney O'Connor. Let's rock.
You know what it makes me think?
What?
That there's a backstory that goes deeper than this, that they were already screwing around.
Before the threesome?
Yes. Convinced her, hey, let's party.
So he conveniently got the woman he was having an affair with.
Yes.
He got his wife to partake.
Correct.
So then he's clean.
Yeah, hey.
Got it.
Yes.
But
you like
you're
that
giving him a lot of credit, buddy. A lot of credit. Anyway, Megan King's available if anyone's interested. But, like, if you're Megan King, now I think you got to pull the Anna Benson. Now you bang all his friends. Everyone, you well, just get in line.
Where's Tim Salmon?
Yeah, Tim Salmon.
Jesus if I'm not mistaken, Jim is still on the Cardinals broadcast. So I think if you're a
better.
St. Louis Cardinals broadcaster,
should bang, pardon me, should make sweet, passionate love to his ex-wife.
And Albert's available, right?
Yeah,
and he divorced his wife.
Albert Pujols left his wife on her deathbed in the hospital because he's a great guy. And that would be perfect, right? Hey, Jim Edmonds, guess what? Your wife said, you know. You know, what's up? 700 home runs, what's up?
And that's a former teammate, too.
That's a teammate
anyway,
right
I
there.
Saw that story. I figured it was right up your alley.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Here's Greg. He's very upset, very depressed, meaning he's a Mets fan. He's in Mayapack. Greg, what's up, kid?
You know, what you were talking about had me thinking about all kinds of things. But anyway.
Like, I know what you're thinking. Who's your wife's hottest friend?
You know, you totally distracted me. But let me try to get back here with this. And listen, guys, apparently this team plays up or plays down to whoever's on the other in the other dugout. And, I mean, they can hang with the Dodgers. And they can't even beat the Nationals or the Cubs or any other bottom feeder, which is pretty weird, to be honest with you. I mean, I've been watching the Braves, and I don't know if they're just young. They never look tired. They never look flat. They never
I don't
want to
hear the tired argument. Francisco Lindor brought that up a few weeks ago. Maybe we're hitting a wall. Here's what I think happens. They've played 22 games since that Dodgers series ended, and we were all top of the mountain feeling good. They go through offensive lulls where they just need Alonso and Lindor to save their asses. I mean, think about it. Daniel Vogelbach is protecting Pete Alonso in the order right now.
Which means he's got no protection.
Daniel Vogelbach has done next to nothing over the last month. So there have been games in which they'll score a ton of runs, like Sunday against Oakland. There are days in which Eduardo Escobar, who's had a great September, makes you forget they're overly relying on two guys. But you look back at the last month, where they have failed to beat these bad teams enough. That's how I would define it. They have failed to beat these bad teams enough. Because I look at the weekend against Oakland as a great example. They won 2 out of 3. They should have swept them.
Yes, especially with a 3-0 lead in DeGrom on the mound.
Of course.
Right.
And you're facing a quadruple A team.
And the reality is that although the Braves had a couple losses recently, they've essentially not lost the game they were supposed to
win. Well, here's the other thing about the Braves, and I don't want to hear about they're younger, they're not getting tired. Look at their lineup. Let's just all be honest about it. Their lineup's better. Their lineup is deeper. They're a better baseball team, 1-9 lineup-wise. They are. The Mets are getting two incredible seasons from Lindor and Alonso.
You know what's amazing about that, Evan, as you say that? Like, regardless of how this regular season ends, whether they win the division and get the first round bye, whether they have to play in the wild card, and then obviously whatever happens, happens, it feels to me, and we're only like, you know, 20 minutes into the show, that in a weird way, the fact that they're tied with Atlanta and 7 games to play, it's taking away from what has been an amazing year.
Yes.
Right?
Because second place is second place.
Yes, but it's been an amazing year, and it just doesn't feel that way.
Well, how amazing is it if you don't win the division?
I'm saying to this date.
How amazing is it? I mean, they may win 100 games for just the fourth time in the history of this franchise.
Right.
But it may not be enough.
Well.
So how amazing is it?
It's not enough to win the division, but you're playing postseason ball. That was step one, right?
You're guaranteeing 48 hours more of postseason ball. There's no guarantee you
I
go
know,
further than that.
But the goal one, to be fair, for all of
no,
the
no,
teams.
No, no, don't play that game.
Goal one is
don't
make
play
the playoffs.
Don't play the game.
Goal two is win the division.
No, no. When you spend 95% of the season in first place, don't give me the, they won the wild card.
Why won't you? There's a word that you hate today.
What's that?
You have a word that's on your verboten list, which means can't use it. I think it's German. In any event, right? You don't like the word choke.
Well, I don't think they've choked. I don't think they've done well enough down the stretch over the last month against teams they should be.
Semantics?
If you want to say it's semantics,
I'm
that's
asking.
Fine.
I'm just asking.
No, listen. I know there are many Met fans who say it's a choke job. They're choking, they're choking, they're choking. They're 12-10 since the Dodgers series. To me, that's just not good enough.
500 ball. Right.
That's not good enough. And they've played a lot of bad teams. Now, did they respond to the Cubs sweep incredibly well? Yes, they won 4 in a row against the Pirates. They won 4 out of 6 against Milwaukee and Oakland. That's not a team that's choking when you win 10 out of 12 games, right? But they haven't done well enough. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves, to their credit, have done a great job of destroying the teams they're supposed to be.
Because what was the Mets' biggest lead? 10.5?
That was like in May, June, whatever it was, right?
I'm asking.
That was an eternity ago.
Because the Yankees blew a 15-game lead. It got down to 3. The Mets had a 10.5-game lead.
Here's why.
And now it's square.
Okay, but here's why the 10.5-game lead, I don't even mention anymore. That lead was brief, and that lead dissipated quickly. It's not like they had a 10-game lead in August. It's not like they had a 10-game lead in July. I mean, go back and look at how quickly that lead went away once Atlanta got red hot. So I know it's a good talking point to bring that lead up. I get it. But that was an eternity ago. That was before the Atlanta Braves started playing like an elite baseball team. So I don't get caught up in 10.5 games. I don't.
I was not trolling you. I was just trying to make sure I had that
tough
right.
Tough to tell the difference,
bro. I had to make sure because when the Yankees were blowing a 15-game lead, I heard a lot about it. And choke was the word that was used
because
frequently.
The Yankees choked. I mean, because the Yankees
I'm just
had,
asking the question.
No, hold on. Because they had different seasons. What was the Yankees' record in August?
It sucked.
What was it?
I don't know the exact record. 10-20? I don't know.
It was very bad.
Yeah, it sucked.
How many months have the Mets had where they finished under 500?
I don't think they've had one yet.
They haven't had one yet.
Right. I'm on fire today, buddy. You have to give me some credit.
So that's
it's
why
like I'm doing research.
That's why comparing the two leads is not entirely fair. It's not. The Mets have basically had a 2-game lead since June.
I was merely asking a little query about baseball.
Oh, and I'm giving you the answer.
By the way, speaking of baseball, at 5:30 today, Wag Wednesday returns with Sarah Drury Seals. She's the famous Indiana teacher. That got outed by her fellow teachers and PTA members for being on OnlyFans. She goes by the nickname Buttercup, which is the same nickname David Wright played under. So there's your baseball connection.
Oh, wow.
And we will have her on at 5:30 as Wag Wednesday continues its amazing reign of terror on the ratings in New York City a little bit later on today.
Just so you know,
10.5
games on June 1st. It was down to 4 by June 15th. That's why bringing
that was
it up.
2 weeks, sorry.
Yeah, it was. It lasted like this. I'm trying to snap my finger. I don't know how. And basically, this has been a 3-game, 2-game lead for months now.
It's been awesome.
No, it's not.
It's been awesome.
Run away with it. That's awesome.
Here's Rich in Rutherford, New Jersey. Rich, what's going on, kiddo?
Hey guys, how you doing? Love your show.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm 60 years old. I've been a Met fan all my life. But, Evan, this is a choke.
No, it's
this
not, though.
Choke.
It's not. I just gave you the numbers. You want me to do it again?
How can you say that?
Because I just told you. They just
they
won 8 out of 10 games.
After opportunity, after opportunity. That pitcher, that Oakland pitcher that they faced, he was in.
You know what, Rich? Here's the problem. And I honestly, it's a waste of time. We're going to sit here arguing semantics. Who gives a crap? They haven't done well enough against the teams they're supposed to beat. If it makes you feel better to call it a choke, call it a choke. I don't call it a choke. I call it not doing well enough. Either way, we're both miserable. Either way, it now comes down to this series against Atlanta, and hopefully they respond. I mean, that's all it comes down to now. They have to beat the Braves.
It should never have gotten to this point.
Completely agree. That's why. Let's not get bogged down in this word game. Even though he's going to try to do it. It doesn't matter.
Like, to me, the fact that you choked away a 10.5-game lead, and now you're tied with 7 games to go, is irrelevant to the road in front of you, right? You've got 7 games to go. 4 of those 7 games are against inferior opponents. Beat them.
They haven't done well enough.
And then take 1 against Atlanta, and it's a wrap.
No, that's not how it works anymore.
2 against Atlanta, it's a wrap.
See, that's the problem, Craig.
3 against Atlanta, it's a wrap.
What changed over the last few weeks, and this is what I had hoped for, and it's not happening, barring something shocking tonight, which means the Mets win, the Braves lose, which I doubt is going to happen, though you never know. I was hoping they could get to this series needing a win and being in a great spot for the final 3 games of the season. And barring something unforeseen tonight, which means the Braves losing and the Mets winning, the Mets have to go to Atlanta and win the series. And look, they're going to have Bassett. They're going to have DeGrom. They're going to have Scherzer. Go beat them.
I agree.
That's it. Go beat them.
That's right. You got your best pitchers on the mound.
And
that's
look,
it.
Here's the truth.
Yeah.
The Mets have failed against teams they're supposed to beat. That's why this race is as close as it is. But all season long, they've beaten the teams that are supposedly elite in the National League. How'd they do in the season series against the Dodgers, Craig? 4-3.
4-3.
How have they done against the Braves so far?
9-7.
How'd they do against the St. Louis Cardinals?
Pretty good.
I think it was 5-2 or 4. Either way, they won the season series.
Right.
How'd they do against the Phillies? They're a playoff team.
They own the Phillies this year.
The only playoff team they struggled against was San Diego. So they've beaten good teams.
Right.
Now, they got smoked by the Astros. That's another story.
But so did the Yankees.
So did the Yankees.
Yes, that's all the time. All right, we got much more to do. 877-337-6666. Storm coverage continues, by the way. Ian's landfall in Florida is now imminent. It is a Category 4, 155-mile-per-hour winds coming in through Florida, hot and heavy. All your calls coming up. Obviously, the Aaron Judge saga. Are we all in agreement? We no longer want Aaron Judge to break the record. And we all agree that despite them being very classy individuals, it is completely counterintuitive to think that the family of Roger Maris wants Aaron Judge to break their dad's record. Their business is called 61 Enterprises. Their entire lives have been built around 61. And now you people think that they're happy that Aaron Judge is about to end their entire business? Come on, man.
But why wouldn't you want Aaron Judge to hit 61 and 62 and 63?
Because he had a chance to do it. He failed me. And now I'm done.
What do you mean
I'm
he
done.
Failed you? He has to hit a home run every other day or else he sucks?
I will say this. It's the longest drought he's had game-wise without hitting a home run this season.
Not true.
Seven.
No, he had a nine-game stretch earlier this season.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I looked it up.
Double-check that because I did the math on that. I got seven.
You did the math?
Yeah, I did.
Then I'm confident I'm right.
I did the math. I had seven that this was the longest.
They I had just nine. Tied it. And I'll prove it to you again.
All right, if you're right, I'll take the loss on that. But yeah, please, off the air, prove it to me because I did the math about an hour ago. Maybe I was also in the middle of
the
watching Storm Coast.
Yeah, you were distracted.
So certainly possible.
You
that
don't know what was going on.
I may have made a little mistake there. Missed
I already found it.
Something.
I already found it.
Is it nine?
August? No, I'm right. August 13th.
Yeah.
To August 22nd.
Yeah, but did they play every day?
Yeah.
You
they
sure?
They played against the Red Sox.
How many?
One game against Boston.
That's four.
No home runs.
Yeah.
Okay, two games against Boston, no home runs.
Yeah.
Three games against Tampa, no home runs.
That's five.
Four games against Toronto, no home runs.
Damn it.
He ended his streak. Oh, you remember when he ended his streak?
Damn
at
it.
City Field.
City Field, that's right. Of course, against the
oh,
Mets.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. At Yankee Stadium, he ended
Yankee
his streak.
Stadium, of
yes.
course, against the Mets.
Yes.
Yeah. 877-337-6666. I will say this, because I am the man of the people, I do want him to do it, but I want him to do it at Yankee Stadium. So if you tell me he's not playing tonight, I'm good with it. Get him back here against the Baltimore Orioles, and let's rock and roll.
You have a problem.
What's the problem?
You're a man of the people?
Yeah.
You want him to break it at Yankee Stadium?
I'm Vox Populopus.
But what about Friday night? It's on a streaming service. How could we have that?
I'm talking about the people going to the game.
What about the streaming services?
Yeah.
I thought we were against that, everybody. I thought the Yankees were begging to make a trade with Apple TV Plus last week.
Well, maybe the Yankees are going to do it with Amazon.
Are they? Has that been announced yet? Are you breaking news for us? The Yankees are moving the Amazon Prime game from Friday to yes?
It's not the Yankees' decision. Amazon Prime would have to say yes.
But don't the Yankees have a partnership with Amazon Prime?
Yes. Now, they can certainly ask like they asked Apple.
Mm-hmm.
The real question here, as I eat a bottle cap, is the Yankees were adamant last Friday that Apple TV Plus allow them to air the game on yes.
Right.
Because how could we miss the moment, right?
Right. They wanted the people to get to experience it. They were for the
yes,
people.
I would think if Aaron Judge does not hit the home run prior to Friday, that the same Yankee organization would be on the phone with their partner.
I would assume.
Amazon, and say to Amazon, same offer. We'd like you to use our network to broadcast the game.
And remember, it's the same broadcast. Like, you're getting the same crew.
It's the Yes broadcast.
It's the Yes broadcast. Yeah. It's just on Amazon Prime. But I remember a week ago, a lot of people very upset. How can you put this on a streaming service? Well, guess what? Friday night is scheduled to be on a streaming service.
Well, I'm sure the Yankees are calling Amazon. But I'll reach out to the Yanks. I'll ask.
Oh, fair enough. No, I'm curious. I don't know what they're going
to
do.
By the way, I did reach out to Major League Baseball, and I do have the answer on why and what their plan is for the Braves-Mets series coming up because of the storm. So we'll give you that answer right after this on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.